Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm doing good. You know how it goes. January, I'm laying low, but still giving you podcasts and just hoping 2021 is going to be a better year. And like I always say, my people, mask up, social distance, and do whatever you can to not contract COVID, because it's serious, man. For real. Otherwise, do visit the website motomotomusic.com and check out some of the stuff that we do. It's mostly podcasts and I'm pretty sure you're going to find something that you love, be it the African Album Review. There's plenty on there. I think 102 episodes or more, or Motomoto Podcast, which is a music podcast. So yeah, check it out.
The latest African Album Review is...
Nina Rose is a celebrated Ugandan musician and model that is known as the Ugandan Property. Musically, she's a dancehall songstress with a towering figure as much as a powerful voice. And I'm here to review her album titled Choyoyo. Choyoyo was released on October 29, 2020 under Black Market Records. It has 11 songs and a 35-minute runtime. It also has 3 features.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Choyoyo opens up with a bouncy Anainama, which has that Kidandali sound, which is really like a mixture of reggae dancehall and reggae with a bit of afro. And that's a sound from UG that has been popularized over many years through artists like Chameleon, Bebe Cool, and so forth. And yeah, she does her thing on this track, just giving us tons of energy with that sort of contemporary dancehall sound. The positive message on Fight For It was amazing to hear. This one is a true reggae sound, really. And Nina Rose says, fight for what you believe in and try once more if it doesn't happen, you know, the first time or the second time or the third time. Just keep trying, hustle, and do what you need to do, because you believe in your vision and nobody else is going to do that for you. The title track of the album is a huge hit, produced by Daddy Andre, aka Andre on the Beat, and I think he's got most of the producer placements on this album. It has that, again, Kidandali sound, which is dancehall island flavor that has become Uganda's youthful sound across the board. It is a love song where the singer is openly confessing her feelings, and people really took to this song in Uganda, yo. I'd pick the song Mumaso featuring Brian Ways as a potential banger on this project. It has a lot going for it. Nina Rose showed up in top form, while Brian Ways really demonstrated how classy he is as a musician. Great vocalist, and his high-pitched chord carrying was a joy to listen to. And the production itself, again, top-notch, really just quality all through. The song International Baby featuring Beanie Gunter, who is apparently Nina Rose's bae, is quite a dancehall tune, and this one has a more palatable sound across the borders with a distinct stringy chorus lead. Beanie Gunter does pretty well to leave a mark with his versatility. He can do quite a number of things, and when you listen to the song, you know what I mean.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
In terms of genres, really going back to the Kidandali sound, that's mostly what you get on this album, with a few dance hits here and there that might be classed as Afropop, but yeah, reggae and rugged dancehall mostly with an Afro inclination. Choyoyo as a project is a mixture of mid-tempo, dancey beats, and highly melodious singing. It's really an even better project when you consider the number of positive messages on there, regardless of the party and love tracks, which you'd expect for a lot of youthful music. It's great to get a popular artist also playing a part in uplifting the youth of Uganda, and I appreciated that at least. Sequencing wise, from start to finish, I just loved the energy of the project. There was nothing really slow. It was mostly mid-tempo to even maybe a bit up-tempo here and there, but it also finished with a bang with some true like dancehall bangers, which was nice to see. The fact that Nina Rose did not enlist too many collabos, just three collabos, of which all three collabos, I think they listed way down on the track list, like track 9, 10, 11, thereabouts. It really showed something about how confident she is as a musician, especially when you double up as like a model, and you know, she's really got that look and that style. A lot of people tend to sort of think, can she sing or what? But you know what? Nina Rose is a true artist, and she does not lean on collabos or anything to give her own style. She's got it from start to finish, so that was well done on this album. I'd say Nina Rose is a very unique artist. She's a vocalist and a dancehall chanter at the same time. Her intonation sort of gives it away on almost every track, where the parts she stresses vocally to stand out they really sound very dancehall like, and there's a lot of energy and passion in those vocals. I think the mixing and mastering fell a little bit short for me. This is also challenging because stylistically the standard is common for the type of Ugandan music you get here. It becomes hard to compare with other forms of music. For Kidandali, it's good. However, outside that, it's no more than okay. There are things such as high sibilance that I could pick up on a variety of songs, and that sharpness of the S's stood out. These are things that can be done better next time.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Generally, I find Ugandan music to be distinctly different from a lot of East African music. What I love about it is that their love for Jamaican culture and music has become a significant part of their own music as a major influence. And in that regard, for other ears, it might sound a bit dated, much like genres such as Ragga Dancehall from countries like the Gambia and Zim Dancehall in Zimbabwe. These genres are a spin-off to subcultures, mostly in the ghettos, that worshipped Ragga Dancehall of old, especially I think in the late 90s going into the 2000s, mid-2000s thereabouts. So that sound really stuck with a lot of countries in Africa. My picks from Choyoyo are Mumaso featuring Brian Way's top song, Anainama, Fight For It, Ntika Nkuntike, Olumia Bano, and International Baby featuring Bini Ganta. I recommend Choyoyo to Ragga Dancehall lovers. You actually vibe to this. And of course, Kidandali music lovers of old, this is totally in that lane. Nina Rose is an energetic performer, and you can feel the energy on this record throughout all the songs. She's easy on the ear because of her delivery, and you get some singing and that dancehall chanting, so it's never really too heavy at any point in time. And also she sings about easy to relate topics like you know, love and general social commentary. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Wemoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.